Surah Yasin, verse number
38. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والشمس تجري لمستقر لها. ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم.
Allah Azawajal says, and the sun is quickly proceeding towards its resting place. When you see لِمُسْتَقَرِّ اللَّهَ وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ اللَّهَ. If you see the word الشَّمْس, it comes 33 times in the Quran Sharif. Twice in Surah Yasin, this is one of the verses, verse 38, and you'll see in verse 40 again, the word الشَّمْس comes. الشَّمْس is the sun. They have a beautiful saying about the sun and the moon in Arabic. So they say the sun in Arabic, it has, when you're relating to it, you're going to say it is a, it's a word with a background of a female sense in terms of grammar. And if you look at the word qamar, it's male. You've got the word ash-shams, and it is a, in terms of the structure in grammar, you're going to say that this word in Arabic, it is female. So I think I read this in Inspirations. So the word, one of the inspirations it was. Ash-shams is, they say the moon, it is a reflection of the sun. The moon is the reflection of the sun. So if you have to apply this and say that the moon is the reflection of the sun and it is male, so they say that behind, I'm just paraphrasing here now, behind every successful man, there is a female. Behind every successful man, there is a female. Doesn't have to be necessarily the wife. Many a time, it's the mothers. The mothers play this big role. This is where we have to go back to. That is why, inshallah, if Allah Azawajal gives the tawfiq, we want to put together all the information that we have of how they indoctrinated you as woman. Whereas when you go back, we've got certain books here, you will find in the US, themselves, the women, they were found to be in the kitchen. And today, it's almost like they've planted it in the females' minds that it is a sin to be in the kitchen. Whereas that is where you are making your family reach the optimum level that they can reach. By taking care of the family, the household, this is the country, or it's a country on its own. It's a world of its own, the household. And you, the woman folk, as I said yesterday, this, you are the powerhouse. When the Jamaat goes out, there's one brother in the masjid, he's on dhikr, they call him the powerhouse. And he must make dua, he must read Surah Yasin, he must, because now this Jamaat is going to go out. Oh, woman folk, you are in that home, you're cooking, you're looking after the children, you're doing all of this. Let them not make you feel guilty. You must understand, through this, I will get my Jannah, inshallah. Through this, I will get my Jannah. And you are making that food with the dhikr, and my family is going to eat this food. They're going to do so much of good deeds. All those rewards are on your name. How strange, isn't it, that now we're living in such times, in such an era. A woman will feel that, no, I need to go to an orphanage to help and assist when it comes to your own children. The neglecting and all of that that takes place. So that looks rosy. But feed your own children who are not orphans. You are their mother. But still, ignorance will prevail. And because of the Western, I don't blame the females. I blame the propaganda, and I blame ourselves for falling for this propaganda. The Taliban, if you just go into this, touch on this quickly. The Taliban, Afghanistan, they're doing so well, breaking away from these principles. It's going to take a while. We cannot expect an overnight change. It's going to take some time. So they're cutting down, you'll see, females from going to schools. And the West is finding this a major, major threat. Go and see. And it, they will say Afghanistan is trying to attract people to come to their country. But this is putting them down because they are not giving a woman that freedom. So what freedom does women have, actually, in your countries? When they are going and they're getting killed because the teacher is there and a student is allowed with a gun and he just comes in and opens fire on a teacher. Go see how many times this occurs. So what safety is there in that then? Is that freedom means, don't come with double standards. Freedom means freedom of choice. That I am able to sit at home. I am able to not send my child to school. This is freedom. But no, we've changed. So let's not divert from the topic. Ash-shams comes, I said to you, 33 times in the Quran Majid. This is 33 times in 32 verses. So in one verse, it comes twice. That's what it means. Let us look at this verse. Allah Azawajal says in verse 38, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا. The sun is quickly proceeding towards its resting place. Now, in summary, where is the resting place? So some have mentioned on a daily basis. So the sun travels and it goes to that point, and then that's its resting place. Others have mentioned the actual meaning of this is the day of Qiyamah. It's going to travel and travel and travel. That is the time the sun reaches the end of its movement already determined, and that is the time, and that time is the day of doom, the day of Qiyamah. But when we look at the hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأبي ذر حين غربت الشمس. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said to Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, when the sun, hina غربت الشمس, when the sun was setting, تدري أين تذهب, do you know where the sun is going? قُلْتُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمُ. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. قال, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, فَإِنَّهَا تَذْهَبُ حَتَّى تَسْجُدَ تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ. The sun is going to the point where it is going to make sujood underneath the arsh. The sun is going to that point where it is going to make sajda underneath the arsh. Do we understand how the sun makes sajda? It's not a prostration like how we do. Every way possible and everything that makes the dhikr of Allah Azawajal, Allah Azawajal understands how it does. فَتَسْتَأْذِنَ فَيُؤْذَنَ لَهَا. The sun seeks permission. فَيُؤْذَنَ لَهَا. The sun is given permission. وَيُوشِكُ أَن تَسْجُدَ فَلَا يُقْبَلَ مِنْهَا. So the sun, a time is coming. It will seek permission. And on this day, it will not be granted permission. So it will go on like this. For you, Shiku, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, for you, Shiku, an tasjuda fala yuqbala minha. It will seek to make sujood, but that sujood will not be accepted from the sun. وَتَسْتَأْذِنَ, it will ask permission. It will ask permission. فَلَا يُؤْذَنَ لَهَا. It won't be granted permission. يُقَالُ لَهَا إِرُجِعِي مِنْ حَيْثُ جِئْتِ. It will be said to the sun, go back to where you came from. فَتَتْلُعُ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا. فَذَلِكَ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. So it will ask for permission. It will not be granted permission. Instead, it will be said, go back towards where you had come from. In other words, it would be asked to go beneath the earth from the side of the west, then return from the side of the west and rise from the west. So it will rise from the west and then it will set. You can see and understand this. When this occurs, when the sun rises from the west, then the doors of Iman and Tawbah will be closed. Anyone who is sunk in sin or Tawbah, sunk in sin, the Tawbah he makes after that when the sun has risen on from the west, doors are closed. This hadith is found by Sifat al-Shams wal-Qamar, and this is Hadith 3199. So this teaches us that Allah Azawajal mentions about the sun, and it removes their batil theories of saying that the earth moves. And recent research, their scientific research tells them that it's not the earth, it is the sun that moves, the sun that rotates. And here Allah Azawajal is saying, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا. The sun is traveling to its resting place. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. This is the decree, that is the decree of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.